3 people have died and 1,003 others misplaced by floods in some parts of the eastern region. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Eastern Regional NADMO coordinator Ransford Owusu-Bwache said those displaced have been camped at a nearby church. He said food aid is on its way from Accra to support the victims. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
We had a call from Bososo in the Fantiakwa district that almost half of the town had been submerged. And then later, around 9:10, that is Monday morning, we also had calls from the Atiwa district, that is from Kwabing, that Enyinam and other villages, Oswase, Kwaboso, and others have also been submerged. So we quickly rushed in and then relocated some of the victims. Fantiakwa, for instance, we have to move them to church building and then give them some mattresses and others for them to have enough sleep. And we are yet to send in food aid.
How many people are affected by this flood?
For Atiwa and Fantiakwa, we had about almost 1,325 victims who were affected, and then with 3 people dead. We have about 56 buildings which has collapsed.
So when are you sending the food aid to them?
The truck is on its way coming from Accra. And then the moment it comes to our stores, we will dispatch it to the various communities. From Akwetia getting to Kedi, there is a toll bridge before entering the town, which is on the Brim River. I just had information from my district coordinator that the whole place has been submerged.
What accounts for this?
With the Kwaibi Brim one, I can specifically say it is the Galamsey activities going on over there. And then Atiwa, for instance, people just go in with their excavators and then dig for their gold and then dump the waste everywhere. So it is very difficult for the water to get access to join the rivers. And this is the main cause of the problem in and around Kede, that is Kwaibi Brim district, and Atiwa. As for Enyinam, that is in the Atiwa district, from Asamantanfoe to Enyinam, both on your left and on your right, you realize people have built on waterways. The whole place is a waterlogged area, but I'm sure they refuse the advice and then build. But we are all human, so you cannot say maybe they ignore the rules and then did their own thing. So you will not go to their aid.
Eastern Regional Director of NADMO, Ransford Owusu-Bwache, talking to Brighton Trauma.